Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, a little bit of a shocker. We learned that paramedic Jason makes $250,000 a year. And I feel like maybe that's why Jason and Lacey called in today, because they're like, hey, I got the same name. I can make that kind of money. Maybe this is contagious. Jason, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good.
Like your plucky spirit, my man. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, it's the spirit you got to have when you get up at 3 in the morning.
Oh, we feel you on that all the way. So you get up at, well, okay, here I go again asking questions. Here's how this is going to work. I gotta bite my tongue here a little bit, Jason. You're a garbage man, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here we go. Let's put a minute on the clock. Then we can ask you all those questions in that 1 minute time. When we're done, we're going to play a song, gather our thoughts, come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make as a garbage man. And then you're going to share that salary here in a couple of minutes. Sound good, Jason?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, Gabe, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, on your mark, get set, and go.
How many hours a week do you work?
Anywhere between 50 and 55 hours.
Okay, and do you work in Lacey? Are you a Lacey garbage man?
Yes.
How long have you worked there?
5 years.
How old are you?
I am 34.
Do you own a home?
No.
Married?
Yes.
What days of the week do you work?
Monday to Friday.
You work by yourself or you got a partner?
I work by myself.
What's the weirdest thing you found in the garbage?
Gosh, there's just so much. I would have to say animal parts.
Ooh. What kind of car you drive, Jason?
I drive a 2022 pickup truck.
How'd you get into this?
A friend of mine worked and says, hey, are you tired of driving school bus?
Tired of driving school bus. There we go. From hauling our kids to hauling garbage. I can dig on it. All right, here's the number, 253-642-WOLF. Of course, this is always interactive. We want to know what you think, and maybe you know right away because you do the same thing. Jason in Lacey, the garbage man, what do you think he is making? Text us right now. Put your name and where you live on that text, please. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Jason is going to share his salary right after this song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Jason. He's a beauty. He lives in Lacey, and he is a garbage man. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Jason?
He works 50 to 55 hours a week. He does work in Lacey. He's been there for 5 years, and he got the job because a friend told him about it, and he previously was a school bus driver. He does work Monday through Friday. He doesn't own a home. He's 34 years old. He's not married, and he said the weirdest thing he's ever found is animal parts.
He is married or isn't married?
I is married.
He is married. Big factor there. Big factor. All right.
I got it wrong.
Captain Ron, what are you thinking here? You're up first.
Okay, so he gets a lot of overtime, so I think that just says money, money, money. But I do believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, I believe they have a company called LeMay. That's their garbage management company. I've seen their trucks, a little bit older, so I'm dropping it down a little bit too.
Oh, wow.
Still doing good, though. 70K, that's from Brody and Lakewood.
Oh, well, it also depends on the location, too. We have 4 different LeMay locations, too.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, Ron, right. The expert on trash removal.
Yeah, Ron.
Gabe, what are you thinking here?
I'm thinking it's a little bit higher. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's always misleading. Also, I think this is like close to the number that Sid the Trash Man makes. So I'm just going to guess. John from Anacortes says 85.
Do you think Sid is getting a little twitchy that there's another trash man?
Yeah, I think Sid's shaking
Jason,
in his boots.
Might have to be a cage match to determine who will be the official trash picker-upper.
Trash man versus trash man.
I think we can have an official trash representative in every little part of Washington State. Okay, we got, you know, Sid's, what is he, in Bremerton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Bremerton, here we got Lacey. All right, let's get back to the game. I'm going to go with a couple of little ones here. Charlotte and Lillian, 7 and 6 years old, speaking of from Bremerton. Mm-hmm. And they texted in their guess, and I think this is one of those jobs that pays way more than we mm-hmm. think, especially like you said, Ron. If he's putting in all them hours, 50 to whatever, come on, man. I'm going 90. I'm high-siding both of you with Charlotte and Lillian, my girls, in Bremerton. So our guesses are 70, 85, and 90, but obviously that doesn't matter. We don't know. We want to find out how much you're actually making as a garbage man, and it's time to share your salary.
$90,000.
Yo! Charlotte and Lillian for the win.
Oh.
How about that? The two smartest people in the room are 7 and 6 years old.
That's so cute.
So that's a ton of money, Jason.
Yes, it is. It's amazing, but it blows my mind.
Do you plan to do it for a long time?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
Do you plan to do this job for a long time?
This is probably where the best of both worlds of my occupation is, and yeah, I plan to do this until I retire.
I wonder if Sid the Trash Man is thinking about making a move over to Lacey. They're paying better over there. What do you think Sid was making, Gabe? Was it like kind of about 80, 85?
I think so.
All right.
That's what it was, yeah.
Hey, every dog counts. Hey, what are your, as a trash guy, what are your trash pet peeves that we do as your customers?
Mine is because I do a lot of new type neighborhoods where everything's kind of close together and it's people putting their cans close together, and it makes it difficult for us to get them.
Okay.
Hey, also, sorry about all the trash talk from about LeMay.
I see what you did there.
Oh, we got rivals. We're used to it.
So I was many dad jokes.
Captain Ron knew the company that you work for. You're very familiar with the inner workings of Jason's life.
Grammy gets her garbage picked up by LeMay. She
Don't you think
him.
It's funny that he said trash talk, though?
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Trust me, I got it.
Can we back the garbage truck up, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Please. And remember, Gabe, spread your cans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what Jason's saying. Spread your cans so he can pick them up. Right, Jason?
I don't know if I like that phrase.
That's the one thing he needs us to do is to spread our cans.
Okay, enough.
Days go by a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yep. And days always go by easier when you're spreading cans.
Stop.
Right, Jason? What? He's talking trash cans.
Yeah.
What is with this trash can? Sid has an Only Cans website.
You don't have to reference it.
Fine. Sorry. All right, Jason. Thanks for calling. We love
thanks,
you, buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, I love you guys. Have a good day.
You too, bud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.